Hi, I'm Tara Stubbins. I'm a celebrity assistant, certified lifestyle manager, and time management expert. You can find me at takeiteasyconcierge.com. And thanks for listening to the Rockstar of Real Estate, realestatepodcastshow.com.
Good morning. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. I don't know if you're aware that this date is a very important date in your history, November 17th, 2020. The reason why this particular date is so important is this is the day that you listen to the most important podcast that you've ever listened to. In all the podcasts, I don't care who does them, this one is the one that you want to listen to again and again and make sure that you implement what I'm telling you to do in this podcast, okay? I first of all want to say the golden rule of real estate is as follows. You make money in real estate when you buy. That sentence, if you're busy or you got to go back to work, you can't listen anymore, that sentence alone should be the one rattling around in your head for as long as you ever are an investor in real estate. You only make money when you buy. So then step one of that understanding is, so then when is the right time to buy? Have a look at interest rates right now. If you haven't been pre-qualified yet, go do that today. Make sure it's today. Some of my clients have been getting interest rates with a one in them. If, and I mean just a one, not the number one, 1.7, 1.8, 2.1. If you've ever bought property from the 90s to now, you'll know that interest rates have been a lot higher than they are now. So the opportunity to get into the market for that purpose, for the financing element of it, is for the most part, that's reason enough. Number two, there is a tremendous groundswell of opportunity right now with Toronto condos and Toronto lofts in certain areas. Here's what I know, and here's what I hear from, again, through the grapevine, and here's and because I know the market well, there are some areas where there are properties for sale where the property owner owes more than they own, meaning that they're underwater. There are some parts of the city, some parts of Toronto, where people are selling properties that they can't afford to keep. So they are underwater, meaning that they owe more than they own. So let's say the property is worth $500, they've got a mortgage for $600, and they need to get rid of it. So it's a good thing for them to sell the property and move on to something else. And it's going to be a good long-term investment for you if you can get in at the bottom of the wave. That's where we are right now. I'm not embellishing and I'm not exaggerating. For a lot of properties, you're at the bottom of the wave. Some of you have been waiting two decades for November 17th. You've been waiting 20 years, some of you. I remember meeting some of you in the early 2000s who said you weren't going to buy. A couple of years later, you couldn't afford to buy. It just got out of, you know, it just the properties made more money than some of you made per year. The leverage that you're going to be able to use when you've purchased that right property for that right price in that right area could be the freedom that you're dreaming of having in 2030. Okay, you've got to think long term. This isn't a quick flip scenario. You will be able to make some money in a couple of years. And again, it's not going to be doom and gloom for the entire decade. I just don't believe it. So maybe this year, maybe next year, but by 2022, 2023, things are going to start going. And not only going, but some of them are going to be going at a just a massive, just like I'm talking rocket fuel level growth. And just depending on what's going to be happening in Toronto and Ontario, there's going to be a lot of investment. There's going to be a lot of immigration. So there's going to be a lot of growth. So if you're in early enough and you've bought a property that is in that phase where it's going to come back in time, might not be right away. So you obviously want to get a good deal on it and be able to cover the costs. And some of you are already paying more in rent than some of the mortgages. So you're already winning by making that change. And for those of you with those properties, so there's two sides to this coin. So there's people downtown and people all over the province that are that could be in this position, that you're not sure whether you know, how much money you might have in your property or how much you might be losing. Some of you might be losing, but there is an upside even to losing if you believe that, okay? When the market's going up, your real estate investment is obviously worth more money. Many of you have taken that money out in recent months, obviously over 10,000 people for the last 4 months, almost 40,000 people, I believe, maybe more than that, 40,000 plus sold stories in the Toronto GTA area over the last 4 months of people who've sold their properties, taken their money out, reinvested somewhere, whether it's somewhere a downsize in the city or outside of the city, or just took the money and kept the cash and decided to relocate somewhere else. A lot of different sold stories. Obviously, the ones that affect you, of course, are the ones that are within a certain degree of distance from where your property is. It goes without saying. I'll also add that it should be a legal requirement, not just for your own sake of, you know, your peace of mind, but you should be legally required to know where your property value is on at least once every 3 months basis. With me, I send alerts every month. Every month on the first of the month, you'll get your reminder as to your property alerts so that you know where you're at. And you don't have to respond or say that you want your report every month, but you'll be reminded. And you should at least every 3 months understand that there's enough that's happened, especially in the real estate market, that you'll want to know where you are. So when the market's going down, which for some properties and some parts of Toronto, even this is happening, your next investment will give you the luxury of purchasing at a lower price. So because the market is going down, you simply need to find an investment, another property. And I've been doing this now for many years for clients. Obviously, I want to make sure that if you're not making money on the sale, which of course usually is the case 90% of the time or more, but if you're not, then you're going to make money on the purchase. And that, again, goes back to the title of the podcast, which is you only make money when you buy, not when you sell. So I hope this message on November 17th resonates through and hopefully helps you understand a little bit more about the process. Don't wait. Don't wait a week. Don't wait a month. Get yourself involved in it. And again, find out where you stand. So make sure that the quickest way to do that is to become one of my VIP clients, where you get this alert again sent to you. Obviously, when you sign up, you get your first alert. And then after that, you get your monthly reminders. And you can simply say, where do I stand? It's like any other of your investments, your portfolio, your stocks. Hopefully you treat it that way as well. VIP.realestatepodcastshow.com to sign up directly. It's an express sign up, easy, just a couple clicks, 15 seconds, it's done. And for everything else that you need from me, realestatepodcastshow.com remains the main hub, and everything else is there that you'll ever need. So those two sites, and you're golden. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.